Well, this morning we have a guest joining us here in studio. We're going to visit with another one of the Atlantic Chamber of Commerce Scrooge contestants here for the holiday season. Dr. Chet Manili is in with us this morning to visit a bit. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys today?
Good. Thank you so much for doing this. When you got the call, the request to be involved in the Scrooge contest, how'd you take that? Did you answer back right away?
Well, we thought about it a little bit, you know, definitely had to talk it over with, you know, the girls at the office because we stay pretty busy. And so it's more of a team effort on our end and instead of just an individual effort. So, you know, but they wanted to do it and I thought it would be a good idea. So we didn't have to think too hard about it. But once I got the go ahead from them, we answered back and said we would give it a shot.
All right, very good. You have an opportunity now to raise some money for the Atlantic Food Pantry, money, donations of any kind. Everybody takes a different tact. Each of the four contestants always take a different tact each year to do that. What's your strategy?
You know, I think strategy this year is just, you know, really get out into the community and, you know, ask for some non-perishable, you know, donations or, you know, monetary donations. We do have a couple of, you know, drop stations for, you know, any donations. You know, one of them's the office at 402 Poplar, and the other one is Edward Jones on 7th Street there. That would be my father. And then we have a drop box at the local Hy-Vee in Atlantic as well. So,
and those are just opportunities for folks just to come on by and make whatever donation they would like to.
Yes. Yeah. Yep. They can come on by and make any donation, and you know, it doesn't have to be a lot. You know, it can be a small amount. You know, or anything that, you know, you want to donate. It's for a great cause, and you know, everyone's kind of a winner in this situation. So every little bit helps.
Are you doing anything special down at the shop?
Yeah. So I think all this week the girls decided they were gonna get in the kitchen and start making some sweet treats. A little counterintuitive for a dentist to be selling sweet treats, but we figured it's for a good cause. And so all week we will have some baked goods. And if you've never had Teresa's cookies, you better get down there soon because they're going to be running out here quick, you know, all week. And all that will go to the food pantry. And then I believe this Friday, just got off the phone with Tony at Fairway. And I think we'll be out there, you know, with a truck and just trying to fill up a truck bed with non-perishable, you know, donations there. So, and that's really what we got going for this week. And, you know, next week we'll have to figure something else out.
All right. Very good. Well, opportunity for folks to come down and maybe load up a little on the sweet treats, and then they can talk to you about cleaning that up afterward.
Yeah, exactly.
It all works.
You bet. Double-edged sword there. We'll take care of everything.
Very good. Yeah, there are two different ways for folks to be able to donate each year. They can donate money, which is always appreciated, of course, because that way the food pantry can buy specifically what they need and some of the non-perishable items, or some of the perishable items that don't last on the shelves, but also the non-perishable donations, the canned and boxed items and things. Did they kind of give you a little bit of a rundown of some of the things that they need?
Yeah, they did. So I don't have the sheet with me, but there's certain items, and I would assume, you know, on most drop boxes, you know, mine and everyone else's, there's only certain perishable or non-perishable items that, you know, that the food pantry would, you know, would like. You know, they didn't really stress it, but I think, you know, a monetary, you know, value, like you said, or donation is almost a little nicer, you know, for the food pantry because there's only so much space and, you know, in their building and they can get, you know, buy the appropriate stuff for, you know, whatever's lacking in their stores or supplies that they'll need. So
I know the food pantry location has moved out to the southwest part of town now, but it used to be right around the corner from where you guys are. You've seen the need.
Yep. Yeah, we've definitely seen the need. You know, every Thursday, you know, especially since COVID came, you know, there was, you know, cars lined all the way down. I think that's 4th Street, you know, and heading down past Fairway. So there's definitely a lot of need. And it's not just, you know, local, it's nationwide. So, you know, every little bit you know, really goes a long ways.
Yeah, with our efforts here locally, we can't really help the nationwide. If everybody right. takes care of their own backyard, then we're all good.
Yeah.
We just do as best we can here for some of the local folks. And, you know, when you take a look at the makeup of the community, any community around the area, and you mentioned COVID, that really struck a spot there, too, and made a spotlight some of those places where we're a bit deficient. There are plenty of folks that, that do have the need each week. And it's families, it's young, it's old, it's a wide range of people.
Yeah, I don't think there's, you know, any, you know, one demographic that, you know, has more need than others. I mean, there's quite a bit out there, and, you know, we're just, you know, happy to do what we can for the food pantry.
Have you learned a little bit more about the needs of the community and the food pantry through this effort?
I would say a little bit, yeah. You know, we don't communicate a whole lot with, you know, the food pantry itself, and so I don't know the, you know, the exact needs or anything, you know, like that. But, you know, really, I think that, you know, just from experiencing it, you know, right next door to us for, you know, a couple of years there, that you definitely saw an increase from, you know, 2019 to 2020 to, you know, 2021, and it really hasn't decreased since, you know, the pandemic.
Yeah, sure. Chet, of course, you grew up here, went to school here. You've come back here to run a business. You've taken a particular interest in the community that you grew up in. So does that make this more meaningful to you to be able to do something to give back?
Yeah, you know, it really does. You know, Atlantic's a great place. You know, it gave myself and my family, you know, a fantastic opportunity to, you know, get the education you know, I received, and, you know, able to come back. And, you know, I think it's important to give back, you know, to your community, the best you can. And, you know, I think this is a good way to start. And, you know, I know Case and myself were, you know, very happy to be back, and, you know, very appreciative for, you know, all this, the local support. I don't think you see that in a whole lot of areas, you know, especially larger communities.
You bet. The opportunity here now to, as I say, raise funds, whether it be money, whether it be donated items, but it's all part of a fun competition. You and the other three, Cheryl Dusenberry, Dean Junker, and Ed Hamilton, are all part of a friendly competition here to become named the Scrooge for this year. Are you working real hard? Are you guys got a little friendly competition then going?
Yeah, there's definitely competition. It's pretty tough competition. You know, I would like to say with being a little bit younger that, you know, I'm a little bit at a disadvantage. You know, these people, you know, all the other contestants, they know, you know, a good portion of the community and been around a lot, but I would really like to see, you know, a lot of my friends and, you know, people my age to, you know, maybe, let's go away from the old and in with the new some. So, stop on down and see if we can win.
Here comes the competitive part.
Yeah.
Well, what's on the line is an opportunity to be named Scrooge, be able to be the lead of the Atlantic Lighted Christmas Parade this year. That's pretty exciting.
Yeah, it's definitely exciting. You know, it's just a neat thing. You know, I don't think a lot of communities do something like this. And I mean, for Eleanor to put this together, and I'm really not for sure how long ago, you know, and then her daughters and Karen Miller to, you know, keep it going. It's a lot of work on their end, and, you know, it's just an awesome thing. And, you know, being at the head of the parade would be, you know, exciting. I think it would be more exciting for my my little son to ride along with me than anything. So we're Team Mac here to get him on the parade.
I'm sure they'd have fun with it. 2002, by the years when
it started. 2002.
So it's been a while. It's been going on for a while. So folks do want to donate. Again, you've got those locations that you've listed. And if they donate, there's kind of a point system as to how things are totaled up and how you get credit for it.
Yeah, you know, the point system, it's 1 point for every, you know, canned good. And then it's 5 points for every, you know, cash good or cash dollar or dollar, however you want to put it. So there is a little more points or, you know, for a monetary donation, but, you know, overall, like I said, anything helps because everyone's a winner and it's, you know, for a good cause.
Yeah. Cash, of course, easier to handle. Yeah. As opposed to having to have giant boxes of canned mm-hmm. and boxed goods, but we'll take whatever we get. And also easier for the food pantry as well, because as I said, then they can put those dollars directly to the immediate things that they need mm-hmm. or have folks have on their kind of their want list there too. So do that. And again, Chet, where are your drop locations where folks can help out your effort?
Yeah, so our drop locations are going to be the Family Dental Center, and that's 402 Poplar. It's going to be Edward Jones off 7th Street. And then the local Hy-Vee.
Okay, very good. Opportunity for you to help out the effort here for Dr. Chet Manili and see if you can get him over the hump there to be the Scrooge for this year. Now, in addition, I know you've always got something coming up in the month of November each year, too. You help out veterans. You still have some spaces there for that veterans program?
Yep. So, you know, every year, this is our third year going. You know, we do... you know, just free dental care, whatever we can, you know, handle in one day to, you know, all the veterans. We do still have a couple of openings, you know, since I believe Veterans Day is on a Saturday. We're going to honor that on the 13th, which is a Monday. And we do have some openings. So any veterans out there, if you know any veterans, you know, please give us a call and we can get you, you know, scheduled in.
Okay, very good. Sometimes dental care isn't included in their packages, so this is an opportunity for them to maybe get seen and get some things taken care of, or at least an update, so they kind of have a current visit on their docket there, too. And in addition to the places you mentioned where you've got drop-offs, you've got the Fairway event coming up, too?
Yep, the Fairway this Friday at 3 to 6, and then, you know, a bake sale going on at the office, you know, pretty much all week or until we run out of baked goods.
All right, well, let's make that happen.
Let's do it.
Excellent. Chet, thanks for coming by. Appreciate it. Good luck.
Yes, thank you.